everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're celebrating Psychobabble's Queerty Award nomination. Plus, we discuss the first autistic Barbie, new comeback albums from Robin and Harry Styles, the BB Rexa voice memo from Alkiatraz, and Corey's first week in New York City. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good day to you.
Good, and a good day to you as well, my good.
And a good day to you as well, and my good.
My good day. It's a good day. Hey. Now that I'm a New Yorker.
Oh, well, you're not a native New Yorker, so don't get it twisted.
I'm like, do you think sometimes you'll hear like ambulance in the background or like a cop car or like a horn honking?
Maybe.
You know, people in this town be honking their horns. So I'm apologize one time only and one time now.
Okay, so the apology happened, and that was your apology?
So if you ever hear...
Give me your apology for it, because it didn't feel like an apology.
Hey, folks.
It was an announcement of an apology.
Well,
you know, Sabrina Carpenter just put out an announcement that her Super Bowl commercial is coming. A preview of a drop date for an announcement. Give us your real apology.
Well, I think the people are still waiting for you to apologize for that episode where your fire smoke detector was chirping the whole time.
It couldn't have been me.
I'll wait.
It couldn't have been me. And you'll wait and you'll die waiting.
People still be
it
like,
couldn't have been me.
People still be like, I didn't know if there was if my smoke detector needed a battery change or one of y'all's. So yes,
that's a fun prank, actually, I think. To put a smoke detector that needs a battery change in somebody's house.
House fires are no laughing matter, Tyler.
Well, it's going to get them really on top of their shit.
You want to take the batteries out of a working
No. My prank is this is an expensive prank because I feel like smoke detectors are carbon monoxide, dioxide, whoever. Those detectors are like $60. Anyway, so my prank includes, if you have a spare $60, go buy a new smoke detector, put in a old battery, and leave it somewhere hidden in somebody's house. Don't change their existing one. Don't disrupt their life in that way. Just plant a little chirp, and they're going to go crazy. Cuckoo.
You want to know a cheaper way? Maybe just put some crickets in their house. You can buy live crickets on the internet. I'm sure of it. Let me look. Amazon.
$60 worth. $60 worth of crickets. Okay. How much is one cricket? What could a one cricket possibly cost?
Josh's 500 count crickets, $27.
Okay. Shipping? Handling? Are they handling the crickets?
I don't know. I don't have Prime. I don't participate in that man's website.
Oh, this is through Amazon.
Well, do you think there's like livecrickets.com?
Livecrickets.com. Well, that's actually a good moment to bring up our sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much to livecrickets.com for bringing your services. And use coupon code... Or what does a cricket sound like?
Chirp, chirp.
No, I feel like you do a good dolphin. Certainly that's adjacent to cricket. Yes.
Okay, well, fuck that big website we mentioned earlier because I found Fluker Farms Live Crickets. Shop local.
Hmm.
This says you can get 100 crickets for $6.90. Also, cheaper if you set up a reoccurring.
Jesus. And it would be my luck to never figure out how to stop my recurring. And it's like a never ending subscription of crickets. That's oh, but I could have the shipping address just be the destination of the prank. Oh, I think shipping crickets to somebody is much better than shipping like a confetti package.
Yeah, and you could just hope that.
Oh, but they're alive. They're beings. Don't we have to care? Oh,
cricket.
Yes.
What do you think of Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Cricket. What do I think of him specifically? Or yes. What's the deal?
Yes.
I think he's giving Hung Twink. I don't know. Year of the Short King, and that includes Jiminy Cricket.
I wish more people who went by Jim, it was short for Jiminy. Why?
It may be.
It's always short for James. What happened to the Jiminys of the world? Where are they?
Well, you know what? I think it's up to you to repopulate the Jiminy. Okay. I wonder, you know how they have those graphs that are like, okay, the popularity of these names in these years, and yes. You can really see like, oh, the name Rachel really boomed after Friends or whatever. Did Jiminy have a moment after Pinocchio?
Do you know what also boomed after Rachel on Friends? The Rachel haircut.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
Give me the Rachel.
Yeah, okay.
Was any of those wigs I sent in that box to you the Rachel?
Honestly, I'm going to be so for real with you. I haven't taken a single wig out of any of those bags.
You just set that box on the floor?
No, I took all the wig bags out of the box and I put them into a Pavilions bag because nice. I haven't sorted them into my nice. Closet yet.
Nice. Well, if you're looking for something to do on stream this week.
Okay, sure.
If you're hurting for a squirtin'.
Wait, did you ever come to the Chris McMillan salon with me when I would go to get
yes,
my haircut with Kyle Krieger?
That's the man who invented the Rachel.
That's what I'm saying. I was telling people yesterday, well, the Rachel came up in passing in conversation. And it's like, okay, I never really know what's appropriate. Like, I'm not a name dropper. I'm not a bragger. And I don't find any of these things to be, you know, I'm just trying to contribute to conversation. And if the topic is the topic, so the Rachel haircut came up and I said, well, you know, the man who invented the Rachel has also cut my hair once.
Damn.
And it's kind of like, okay. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? I want to contribute to the conversation in my own way. Just like, I was hanging out with somebody yesterday and they were talking about Fear Factor. And I'm like, and he's all, oh, I would love to go on Fear Factor someday. And I'm thinking in my head, is it appropriate to say I want it? I don't know. It's like, I'm not trying to be that girl, but maybe I just am that
girl.
You're
a one-upper.
It's not a one-up. It's an adjacent. I'm a one adjacent, one over.
Yeah. Parallel parking.
I'm parallel parking conversationally.
You said, why, yes, okay. I once won that television series. Ludicrous.
And fear was not a factor for me.
I heard it's coming back, but as like a reality show weekly where someone gets eliminated.
Yes, and I think that's a good idea. I think that's a fun...
Hosted by Johnny Knoxville. Are you watching? Are you seated and seated?
You know, I don't know if I will be seated or seated, but I do see this to be a new pipeline to the challenge. And so for that, you're welcome and thank you.
Speaking of seated and seated,
did
you have, you know, I'm big on pop culture gift from the gods.
Yes.
Did you see we're both getting one?
Okay.
Yours? In the form of a new Robin album.
That's on my list. I need to discuss. Okay.
Coming out.
And hers comes out.
March 27th. Close enough to your birthday. It's your birthday week. You love a birthday week.
So it's not really. Okay. Okay.
And for moi, me, you ask?
Yeah.
This just in. Dropping March 6th. As you know, my birthday eve. New album from...
Who?
Harold Styles.
Oh, wow.
Album titled Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
That's the full album title?
Yes, baby. He's giving a, it's got a period. It's got two periods in the title.
Period, poo. Okay.
The album, full album title is Kiss All the Time, period, disco, comma, occasionally, period. Are you ready?
There's a lot going on. A lot of symbols happening there.
I know punctuation throws you off.
Am I seated? Yes. I think both will be great. I have liked Harry Styles' music in the past. Is it something I return to? Not really.
Dang.
I mean...
Justice for Harry's house.
I've liked his music. I haven't found it off-putting.
God, I'm gonna have to go to my Harry 10 and update it now.
Well, same with Robin, because I did see Robin performed one of her new songs for this comeback album on a late night show, and the kids did not get it. The kids were confused. They said, "What's this old woman doing flailing around on stage? This sounds like shit. Mama, this is poop from the shit factory." And I'm like, oh, you don't know.
They're delusional.
Oh, you don't know. Well, their concept of Robin is, oh, and here I am sounding like a Madonna fan, okay? But, like, their concept of Robin is simply maybe at most girls.
Yeah. No, the kids those that age did not watch Girls.
Okay, well, the resurgence of Dancing on My Own from it being on Girls. Maybe they didn't even watch Girls, but that's the basis. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, you don't get why Sexistential sounds like that, because you never listened to Fembot. You didn't listen to, you know, Don't Fucking Tell Me What to Do. You weren't there for Body Talk Part 1, 2, 3 before the full album came out.
But
so, like,
gonna,
I don't expect you to get it.
And they're gonna buy the tickets to the tour and show up only knowing the words to Dancing on My Own. It's gonna piss me off.
You know, that's whatever. It's fine. It's okay to go to a concert and not know some songs. In fact, what a wonderful opportunity to expand your mind. Corey, I can't believe you're telling people not to go if you don't know all the songs.
No, not if it's a show I want to be at. Please wait. Please see it
so
in a
have
different
you heard,
city.
Have you heard Sexistential?
Go elsewhere.
Have you heard any of the new Robin?
Yeah, I really like Talk to Me. Sexistential, is that the one where she's talking about getting seated by Adam Driver?
Yeah, in the and her cab driver thought she was talking about
Adam Sandler.
Sandler, yes. Don't mess with the
Zoran Mamdani.
And you shouldn't. And you shouldn't.
Is he putting a bidet in the mayor's mansion?
The mayor has a mansion?
Yes, in New York. Come see it.
Does he? You should go there. Is it a Pokestop?
The Gracie Mansion? Some shit like that. I'm sure it is. Listen, I haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to explore just yet. Yeah.
Actually, sorry. I'm not ready to talk about that. I'm not ready to go on to the conversation from the gifts for our birthday, because you think that the Robin album is the gift for my birthday, but the true gift for my birthday from the pop culture gods is the new Slater album. And I think it's going to be, for me, it is going to be my album of the year. I predict it now. Everything she's put out so far for the album has been iconic for me. Crank.
Damn. Do you know what you...
Have you heard Crank?
Do you know what you and Slater have in common?
What?
Both nominated for a Queerties Award this year.
What? Are we against each other?
No. If you're listening to this episode, you could go vote for our podcast for best podcast at the Queerties, but also Slater is nominated in one of the music categories.
Now, hold on. Did we know that we were nominated? Is this new information? Is this a debut of the information?
Maybe voting opens today on the day that this episode drops.
Ah!
It's brand new.
I didn't know we were nominated.
Well, it happened. We got nominated.
Oh my goodness. You guys, this is major. This is Podcasta Majora. Okay, so the girls need to vote. Oh, Pokemon Go to the polls survey said.
Yes, so Psychobabble's nominated in the best podcast category. You can vote once a day. But also, what I was saying was Slater, I was going to ask you, Beat Up Chanel's, do you like that song?
Yeah, it's the lead single for the album.
Nominated for Anthem of the Year. Will you be voting for it?
Against whomst?
Anthem of the Year nominees?
Yeah.
The Subway by Chapel Roan. Beat Up Chanel's by Slater. Fast, Demi Lovato. Golden by Huntrix. No Broke Boys, Disco Lines and Tinashe. Abracadabra, Lady Gaga. Overqualified, Durand Bernard. Diet Pepsi, Ben Platt. Sticky Fingers, Ash Nico. I'm Not a Boy. Oh. I'm Not a Boy, Omer Rudberg. I've only heard half of those songs.
Okay, so Abracadabra is going to win. Fan voted things like this. It's kind of like the name recognition will take you far. And if you're scrolling through and clicking, I feel like a lot of people are going to, I mean, and in Abracadabra's defense, it kind of was Song of the Year. Like, bitch, who else came through? Nobody.
I think it's a loaded category with Chapel in there as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, you think she's a sneaker number one?
She won a couple awards last year at the Queerties.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't think it will bode well for Beat Up Chanel, nor my other recent fave, Ash Nico. But we can pray.
Well, you should know.
I'll be voting.
Voting is open until February 17th, and you should know that no drag queen has ever lost the podcast category.
And that's the category we're in?
There's one drag queen in the podcast category with us. Can we beat
who?
Kelly Mantle?
Who?
Can we beat Kelly Mantle?
It's not looking good.
But also...
That Kelly Mantle reign just won't let up.
But also, T.S. Madison's in the category, and so is Las Colch. So...
Okay. Well...
Stacked category.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to need all of our little cycle babies to hop on their Roombas and make their ways to the voting booths. Can you vote once per day, or is it a once per life?
Per day per device, honey. You got
once per day per device. Laptop. Get out your laptop.
Mobile
device.
Get your mom's.
Log into your yes.
Get your mom's log iPad.
I know you're one of you out there has a fridge you can log into on the internet. Log into your fridge. Go to the website
queerty.com/queerties.
And votes and get your votes in.
You think you'll attend the ceremony? I'll let you know if Slater's coming. You could bump into her on the carpet.
I get nervous, but maybe
David Archuleta will be there.
Honey, catch me on a yes day. Catch me on a yes day. They're fewer and further between, but catch me.
It'll be a few days after my birthday, a few days after the new Harry Styles album. I'll be in LA. I guess we should hang out either way.
Oh, you're going to be in town.
Yeah, okay. Mark your calendar.
And you didn't tell me.
Well,
oh, okay.
Flight's not booked yet, mama.
Mama, okay.
We could see if Grace and Mamrie want to have a little Mexican dinner night, a little margarita, a little drinky.
I think that would be absolutely divine. And you know what? It would be a perfect opportunity for you to bow down to the queen of football.
Yes. I'll kiss the ring.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's what I was trying to get to. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. The new year does not require a new you, maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down and what holds you back by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, your motivations, your emotions. And when I think back at the last year of what maybe I've been working on, I know like pressure, the self-imposed pressure or pursuit of perfection or even self-doubt, all these things can really build up over time. And it's something that you might want to think about, something that you might want to look at. And what better way to look at it than with quality therapists? BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms. They've served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. So you can sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Oh, yeah, what the hell? Okay, so football players with their big rings. Girl, you're gaudy. You're gross. Those look, it's almost as bad as, did you get a ring for your graduation or something?
Mama,
or did people do that?
They did. I did not get a class ring. I did not get a varsity jacket. I did not get a Looney Tunes varsity jacket. I barely got a diploma.
Okay. I wore a Looney Tunes shirt yesterday. So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Dang. I didn't bring my Looney Tunes shirt to New York. It's in storage while I wait for my stuff to be shipped to my real apartment.
Okay, well, I hope it makes its way to you.
Thank you.
I hope the moths don't eat it.
Do you know what's bothering me about New York? Hey. In San Francisco, let it be known, I never wore socks. I never wore socks. I could just throw on my little Tevas. I could go outside. I could do this and that. New York's a big sock town.
Yeah, and let me tell you why.
Dirt.
You are
poop,
walking on
piss, shit.
Well, sure, sure. Well, that was in San Francisco too, but I think it's just a lot more. It feels like soot, you know. Like it's like if you were to lick the ground anywhere in New York, your tongue would be black, and I can't say the same for a lot of other cities. I think it's just. Kind of grodacious, right? Or no?
I went to Trader Joe's and got these almonds that were a little dusted.
What do you mean?
And I was sharing them.
Like flavor dusted.
Well, they're chocolate covered almonds, but they're like, there's like a dust. And I was sharing them and he was all, why are these dusty? I said, yeah, you're going to need a napkin.
Oh, okay.
You ever have the chocolate dusted nuts from Trader Joe's? Hey.
No. Huh?
Hey, I got lava cakes from Trader Joe's. And
so she's in her Trader Joe's era.
I didn't think they were going to be like all that in a bag of chips. Baby, they were giving Chili's lava cake, molten lava cake dessert. That's probably where Chili's got them, to be honest, but quite good.
I went to Chili's like a week or two ago for somebody's birthday.
You still have a Chili's in LA?
It was 40 minutes away. We carpooled. We filled that damn car up and got a table right in the middle. We had a 15-minute wait. It was a Wednesday evening, and that Chili's was packed.
Dang. I meant to bring up our psychic predictions, you know, had a couple things already.
No.
And by had a couple things already, I mean close enough.
Well, please share with the class.
You predicted a president would die. Ronald Reagan's son, dead.
Was he a president? Ronald Reagan's son?
No, Reagan's son? Close enough. Your reading was a little misguided, but I think close enough.
And no, that's actually not what I was predicting. My fingers are still on that pulse.
A different president.
And the pulse is wavering, trust.
Got it. I predicted a housewife would run for office. Spencer Pratt running for mayor of L.A., close enough.
That's giving housewife. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that one.
I couldn't believe it. Wow. Us, a couple of psychic gals.
Well, you know, we do have it.
Yes. A native New Yorker.
Okay, so you're in New York. You're a New Yorker yet? Or I mean, would you say you're still feeling like...
My ID doesn't say... I still have a California license. Okay. Although I did get my New York library card, which you know is very important to me. I'm a big library gal. I had to reestablish my queue.
Certainly, it's a much better library there. Or maybe not. San Francisco probably has a good library.
I'm still figuring it out. But like in San Francisco, if it's like if you request one, because they would ship it from one location to another. Mm. I'm sure someone's just driving about town in San Francisco. Here, I've noticed the in-transit's a little bit longer than the in-transit was in San Francisco when it was going from one branch to the other, but that's fine. I'll learn the new ropes. I'll make sure my queue is seated and seated.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was worried they were going to ask me to prove that I lived here, and I did have a screenshot of my temp lease, but they didn't even ask. She just said, here's your card. Oh, and so cute. They was like, do you want a basic ass card? Do you want a card with the Brooklyn Nets on it? Or do you want a card with Where the Wild Things Are? So naturally I picked Where the Wild Things Are. Pretty cute. Pretty excited.
That is cute.
Can't wait for my first book to be delivered.
So has anybody opened the door?
To what?
For you?
What do you mean? For a native New Yorker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody opens the door for a native New Yorker. Do people open the door for a transplant
baby
New Yorker?
Baby, I was going through, what do you call those? Revolving doors? Yes. I was going through a revolving door that was big enough for one person each. And I was with somebody and they went first. And at first I was like, do we both go in the same? And I was like, no, that's that's only for one person. So I stepped back to wait to go in the next one. This woman shoved right in front of me and goes in that little revolving door before me. I said, go off, queen.
Well, you know, New Yorkers aren't fucking around. They get what they want. They take it when they want it.
No.
So you step up or step out of the way.
No. And I was walking to get lunch the other day and I was playing Pokemon Go and just standing at the street waiting to cross the light. And this woman came up to me and she had headphones. She didn't come up to me. She was waiting at the light with me. She had headphones in, talking very loudly to whoever was on the other line. And she said, ugh. What the fuck is this? The Drama Olympics? And I thought, the Drama Olympics would be fun.
The Drama Olympics? Oh, okay. Well, you know, the Olympics are coming to America.
Are they?
How's that going to happen? Yeah. We're supposed to have the World Cup this year, and they're canceling every visa. It's not happening, honey. But wherever the Drama Olympics are, we should go.
I would love to go to the Drama Olympics.
Unfortunately, I do think Eurovision kind of is the Drama Olympics in its own way. But she means like drama.
Drama mama. Yeah, what is this? The Eleganza. Drama Olympics?
Okay, so I've pulled up the lyrics to Native New Yorker. I'd like to just, now that you're living in the Big Apple, the big city, you're our firsthand account of if these things are actually how New York goes, okay? Does music play?
Yeah, I've heard music. Yes. Oh, yes, I hear music all the time.
Is everyone dancing closer and closer?
I haven't seen any of that yet, but I do have a couple of concerts I'm going to before the end of the month, so TBD, let you know.
Is love just a passing word?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever been dropped off on East 83rd?
I haven't, not yet. I don't even know. Is that in Manhattan?
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
I think that's up. That's on the Upper East Side by the Central Park, I believe.
Okay. Well, I need you to just keep an eye out on whether anybody's opening the door.
Okay.
Will you?
No, that I told you. That woman shoved right in front of me. She wanted to get in the little... in the little revolving door before me. I said, okay, mama, you can go.
Well, revolving doors are kind of the roundabouts for feet.
I've had to go near that door a couple more times, and every time, and now I'm the person who uses the side door. I'm not going through the little turnstile shit, whatever.
Have a little fun in your life. What is wrong with you?
I don't want to touch that glass. I mean, I guess I'm touching the door handle on the other one.
You're touching something. Yeah, so... Oh, also, you shouldn't kick the button to open the door automatically. People use that for if they're, you know...
Kick it?
...differently abled. Yeah, some people kick the crosswalk button or the handicap button to, like, open the door. Don't do that with your gross, dirty feet. People are touching that or that need to be touching that. You sick fuck.
In San Francisco, I knew somebody who lived in a building and it had both. It had one at arm's length and it had one at floor's length for the kicking.
Well, West Hollywood has trash cans that will open if you push the pedal on the bottom with your foot, and it's so nice. I love it. I'm like, it swings open a little if you push the little, you know, like
you
if you're in a
stuff away. You just love it.
Well, yes, everything has a place. It really does. Though I was at a food court the other day, and I saw the people changing the garbages, and there's a, you know, like different garbage bins for recycling, compost, trash. They threw all three into the big, huge bin. No difference between them. No difference in color of the bag. No difference of anything. I thought, don't show me how the sausage gets made.
I think Broad City made an episode about that.
It won't stop me from recycling. I'll still do it. I'm still going to have hope. But, you know.
Have you heard now of this new Gen Z slang? They're trying a new word this year. Have you heard of it? Chopple-ganger.
I saw it this morning. That's crazy.
Chopple-ganger. Somebody looks like you but uglier.
Yes, well, I believe everybody's doppelganger probably considers them their chopple-ganger. So, like, if you have a celebrity doppelganger, that celebrity probably considers you their chopple-ganger. Unless you're hotter than the celebrity.
Everybody tells me my doppelgangers are Latino.
Okay. And maybe they are.
I'm always like, I'm not. And that's okay.
That's okay. Let's run the 23andMe. Actually, don't. They're selling your data.
that company went bankrupt, and they did sell your data.
Which brings us to our next sponsor for the podcast. Thank you so much, 23andMe, for selling our data. So
all right.
Okay. Do you have a chopple-ganger? Unfortunately. I have a lot of chopple-gangers.
Is Adam Sandler Adam Driver's chopple-ganger?
That's not how that works, I don't think. Maybe.
That's just a name mess up.
I don't know. Okay. Can it be anybody?
What do you mean?
The chopple-ganger.
If you see somebody that looks like you, I guess.
Okay. Like, what about a topple-ganger? Like somebody who looks like you, but more of like a top.
Okay, I like that. In the gay, and we'll take that and we'll make it for the gays.
Or a flopple-ganger.
Well, I think chopple-ganger and flopple-ganger would be about the same.
Flopple-ganger is more like somebody who's kind of adjacent. So, for example, in the pop culture world, pop music world, is BB Rexha, Zara Larsson's flopple-ganger.
Okay.
Well, BB Rexha was just calling out from inside the Kia Asylum. I know we covered the Kia Asylum recently because Zara Larsson has emerged from the Kia Asylum officially. BB Rexha has tweeted, she went on a tangent of tweets being like, help me, it's so lonely in here, with an image of her alone in the Kia Asylum. And somebody replied, girl, you're in Alkia Traz.
every time you say Kia, what is it? Asylum?
Kia Asylum.
I think of the Kia Forum, because don't you guys?
Me too! Me too!
I'm like, somebody's, BB Rexha is performing at the theater in Los Angeles, the Kia Forum?
No.
She's tweeting live from the Kia Forum.
No, she's an Alkia Traz.
Is it the Kia Theater in Los Angeles? Is it the Kia Forum? Is that like after the car company?
Kia.
I want to see you in a Kia.
Yes, you get it.
You have two great Lazy Boy chairs, one great low price.
Yes. No, it's a internet concept. So it's not a physical location, though I would, you know what? The VMAs should do a cold open of all the artists that are stuck in the Kia Asylum, yeah, breaking free.
Jesse J,
kind
let
of
her
like
out.
Pop, six, squish, Cicero, you know, lip shits or whatever.
Yeah, you know how everyone's flashing back to 2016 right now? Well, I saw Jesse J doing it, and I thought, of course she is.
What, did she post a picture with me? Christ. Christ.
Well, is there anything else on your list to talk about? Did you pre-order the Harry Styles album?
No, but I'm not done talking about Bebe Rexha and the Kia song.
Oh, okay.
She posted a voice memo. She said in the voice memo, she said, "I heard Sabrina got out. Zara, Charlie, they left. They never looked back. And my fat ass, flop ass is still in here." That's funny.
Okay, like
you can
that.
Let
I
her
like
out.
That.
She can have a day pass out of the Kia sound. She can
out.
Have a let her out for a day.
Yeah, give her a field
she
trip.
She can get out. Yes, she has to get her permission slip signed. Did you ever forge your parents' forge?
Did I ever forge Noah? Because I didn't feel like my school was big on signing things. It's never like I had a bad grade and had to sign the top of the paper. But I do like
your hometown. You didn't even get a birth certificate, girl.
No.
You
no
swamp.
They just wrote your name on the chalkboard. Here you go.
No. We here you go. We didn't, another one.
We didn't have dry erase.
We get it.
Well,
no. The only other thing I did need to bring up was: did you see Barbie is releasing their first autistic doll?
No, I didn't.
It's true.
Early contender for breakout star of the year.
Maybe. Maybe or scam of the year. Like, how do we know she's autistic? How do we know? How does one know? I guess representation is good.
Mattel introduces Autism Barbie. She comes with headphones and a tablet.
Okay. Bitch me to the fuck.
Is that the tell? Well, I
show
hope.
Me a brat. Give me, you know what? Give me a brat style with IBS, and then we'll talk.
I think she
okay.
has a fidget spinner too.
No, honey. Okay.
I hope she's voting for Psychobabble at the Queerties on that tablet.
I think she is. Actually, yeah. I'm zooming in right now. Oh, she just voted. Her fingers on us.
Wait.
Her fingers on us.
Wait, why does this say new autistic Barbie includes a tablet that features a pronouns app?
You're on a Fox News.
This is them.
They or them?
Them.
Okay. Oh, the website? The people?
Autistic Barbie promoting gender ideology via pronouns app.
Okay, and what do you want me to do? Defend it on Fox News? Okay, send me in. I'm ready. I'll do it.
All right, tag you in.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in waiting for my turn in the revolving door.
Oh, you have to kind of be brave in a revolving door. You really have to go for it. You cannot just keep spinning. Step.
You could. Who's going to stop me, bitch?
Oh, girl. The centrifugal motion. Yeah. You have to be careful. You have to be.
Where can people find you?
Oh, my God. If you duct tape your phone with Pokemon Go open to a revolving door, do you think it counts as steps?
No. People tried it with a ceiling fan. It's not going to work.
A potato flew around.
You could do it at one of the like moving walkways at an airport, but you have to like have someone at the other end sending it back.
Okay. 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 Good to know. Good to know.
All right.
You can find me. Oh, quietly picking the lock of the Kia Asylum. I'm going to break this bitch out.
That makes me happy for you and her. Mostly her.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.